Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And Ali.
And we are the guys next door.
Shit.
First and foremost, as always, shout out to the neighborhood. We appreciate y'all. Thank you. Make sure you continue to subscribe, comment.
You know.
Make sure y'all stay in tune with the neighborhood. Make sure you're following us on social. Make sure you follow at Guys Next Door Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want that, I don't know what the word is. I had a brain fart. I'm not going to tell y'all why.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you why, because it's late as shit, as always. Mm-hmm, but I will say, if you want that good exclusive content, make sure you head over to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. It's like OnlyFans, but for like podcasts. So like, fuck with us.
I'm about to say, they're not going to see nothing crazy on there, right? Y'all didn't add nothing while like during this quarantine that, you know what? Forget it. I'm not even going to ask.
Might be bonus feature on it.
might be a little gray sweatpant.
All right. Jesus fucking Christ.
Might be a little bit of gray sweatpant, little morning wood.
Yeah, it might be a little something.
Listen, I'm never going on Patreon again.
It's okay.
If any of that enticed you at home, make sure you go see what exactly is on our Patreon. Make sure you go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. And remember, if you guys have a letter that you want written on air, don't DM us. We're not gonna read that shit. What you can do is send it in to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line your own name, your own fake name, or Che is gonna read what's in front of her. Very Ron Burgundy style. And if you have a relationship question, it doesn't have to be. But if you have one, make sure you send in a picture of you and your significant other so we know exactly what's going on. Because I never want to give a fat nigga, skinny nigga advice. I never want to give an ugly girl, pretty girl advice. I want to keep things balanced in the community. Now, we have a special guest here. We are blessed by this man's presence.
Talk about
it, Ali, what's going on, brother?
Love y'all.
How you feeling?
Sheesh.
I'm great, man. No complaints. How y'all doing?
I'm all right. Now, tell us about the racially ambiguous women that you have hired.
Get right into it.
Oh, my God.
Let's jump right into it.
Jump into it.
What is good with the racially ambiguous women that you have hired to the left?
You know what's fucked up about this? Because people are only going to be able to hear this, they are not going to understand that Ye really is just chilling in the living room by himself. Mouse is painting a picture like this nigga Ye has. Like,
I think I see it, Mouse. I don't know if I see it, right? I can see it.
I can definitely see a Yanis little wig in the corner.
Wow.
But for those people who don't know you, let the people know a little something about you. Where you from, what you do, why do people be on you so much? I don't know what's going on. Tell us, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm from Indiana. I'm a producer, songwriter, and an artist. I work with a few acts, Tory.
A few acts.
Woo! We might have to bleep that name.
Jordan Lucas, Lil Key, Yachty, Kehlani. The list goes on. So
there's a couple small artists you name. Just
perusing through his list.
Yeah,
Now, how do you make the jump, or how do you know when to turn on artist and producer switch, right? Because when I first met you, it was at, what do you call that shit? Trapping for the 99, or I think it was still called Trapping and Dabbing, yeah. When we did that paper box, and you had pulled up, like, from Indiana, or maybe you had just moved to LA. So, like, and you performed as an artist. So, like, when do you know, how did that go? How do you decide when to do which one?
Honestly, I kind of liken it to sports. Like, if you play sports, if you're missing your shot, the least you could do is play defense or, like, play the passing lane, you know what I'm saying? So, really, if I'm not feeling a certain goal, I just tap into the production. So, it just really varies, but I'm always down to give a bigger artist a song if they got the bag. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even conflict.
I mean, I like the way this man thinks.
Yeah, I can.
That's a lot of maturity in that too.
I can make something better the next day. Like, I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not worried about running out of shit.
I'm glad you know that as an artist, because I got artist friends that I won't even say rappers or singers or producers. They get paint or whatever. And it's like, sometimes you just gotta let shit go. It's not like your arm breaks in the morning or something. You can't ever paint nothing. Or it's not like you never, it's like you're an artist. That's your craft. Somebody loves what you do. You should feel blessed and just happy and move on to the next. You're still getting paid.
I kind of look at it like, at the end of the day, when I'm 80, 90, however long I got on this earth, the list of niggas I worked with and people's albums I touched and people who sampled me, like, that shit is going to shine way crazier than if I was just an artist, because I'd rather be caught up in everybody else's legend and then have my own legend. Because shit, let's say you don't fuck with me, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You can't not fuck with my work because you don't accidentally like my shit by listening to your favorite artist. You ain't know I made that beat, or you ain't know they sampled me, or you ain't know I wrote this hook, or this or that. So for me, it's like, that's just all part of the story, and it's gonna just read better on the VH1 Behind the Music when people find out I work with people's, you know what I'm saying, video games, all that type of shit. So for me, I got shit for days, and I've been doing this since I was in college, which, you know what I mean, a lot of people started when they was younger and shit, but for me, I was already popping online forever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Back when I didn't do shit.
That's
so now I was about to say, because, nigga, I'm not going to hold you. I remember, I don't know. Low-key, I think it was like, I know it was 90210 days. So it must have been like 2011, 12, yeah. Something like that. I remember being in L.A. and one of the, you know, I think everybody was starting to come out with music, but one person that everybody kind of was on, like, you would go to a shorty's house, she'd be like, oh my God, you heard Ye Ali? I'm like, Ye Ali? Huh. But yeah, you've been on the ground for a minute, man. You definitely been on the ground. So so you're from Indiana.
Yeah, I was born in Chicago, and so I lived there up until like sixth grade, and then I moved to a small town called Hammond, Indiana, which is near Gary.
Oh shit, okay.
I lived there, and then I moved to Southern Indiana for college.
A lot of cocaine moved through that area. I'm proud.
Absolutely. A lot of cocaine
moved there. That's where I actually met Ye. I met Ye like
through cocaine?
No. I didn't say that's what connected us. I said that's
I was about to leave this Zoom. What? I'm out.
Yo, we've had this conversation 1,000 times. I can't do coke because I'm scared. I got allergies. I don't
know why talking about doing it.
Not, what?
Touching it, doing anything.
And Ryan. Ryan, as much white as you done put your nose in, you be all right.
Excuse me? Come again? Pardon
Whoa.
Me?
Oh.
Pardon me. Hey. Excuse me. I can't hear you. Never happened. Not me. Not the wrong guy, officer. Black guy, not me. But no, that's where I met Ye in like 2000. What year did I meet you? 2007, 8?
Early.
Yeah, like 2008. It was to the point where it's crazy. He was dating my cousin. And me and my cousin's close, but we the same age. But me and Ye was so, even after their relationship, like he would come stay at my crib and I would go up there and chill with him and his boys. Like, it was that type. We was just always cool. He would come and, you know, I'd go bust his ass on the basketball court. It was just little things. But we became closer over the years. And it was just from seeing, like, all of us in college and then seeing me go to L.A. and him go to L.A. And we have two different paths. Even though we both work in music, it just is. And seeing him, like, thrive in this shit. And he was throwing me girls in college. Mm. Twitter. There's something on my mind he threw me. I appreciate that. That was a long time ago.
Wow.
And there was a lot of people that wanted that to this day. But right. Threw me in the game, you know, I was, you know, what players do when they get thrown in the game.
Nasty work. That's nasty work. When did you officially go to LA? When did you make that move?
2015.
Okay. And what brought you to LA? Did you just go for music or?
I had an internship at UCLA, so I just had a chance to, like, work out there for 6 months. So I just used that internship as, like, a way to, like, figure out a way to stay out there and find another job until, like, the music shit took off.
Let me ask you this. Growing up in a small town, what is that like with having, I guess, bigger aspirations? What is that like? Is it the hamster wheel we all imagine it to be?
It's crazy because I always wanted to do something. Even as a kid, I used to write, and because my dad's a writer, so I would always, you know, like, write stories and poems and shit like that. But I told my dad some funny shit one time. I told him I didn't want to do manual labor anymore because I worked for my dad. He had an art shop. So after school, I worked for him. So I told him, I was like, yo, I don't like doing this shit with my hands. Like, I'm not feeling it. He's like, all right, fair enough. You got to do it right now, but figure out something you could do that you won't have to being somebody's 9 to 5 and clocking in or, like, having to lift shit and move shit. Mm. So he always told me, like, I could figure it out, but he let me know I got to fly the nest. You know what I'm saying? He always, since a youngster, was like, yo, you got to do something outside of this because, yeah, you can go to Chicago, but you're going to hit your ceiling fast out there too. You know, so people always encouraged me. Even just how I dressed, I was always, like, an out-the-box type of nigga. I had a nose ring in, like, 6th grade. I was always on some, like, niggas making fun of me back then, but, like, I always was just comfortable in my skin to where people were like, man, you don't seem like you from Indiana, or, like, you don't belong here. So I always got that from people just, like, encouraging me to leave. And so people was happy to see me, like, try it, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I would definitely say for a lot of people it's like the hamster wheel shit, but for me, I heard K-Cam cut that bitch off, that song, right? Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I was in school. I said, yo, whoever this nigga is, I guarantee if I met the dude, we'd be friends because it sound like the type of shit I'm texting girls, like blowing up a nigga phone. What I tell your ass about that? Like, right? It's just like subtle shit I heard in his music. Fast forward, me and Cam did hella records, but, like, that's like my peer now. But back then, mm-hmm. I called it and I knew if I just could get in front of him, I could just do a dope song with him. And we ended up doing something that's like one of my highest streaming songs. Like, and brought me into a different stratosphere as far as, like, literally saying I got millions of play on a song when I'm in school and shit. So I always had the vision. Like Ryan said, like, I knew him back in college. And so I was always online with it. Like, I was talking to famous chicks, like, just building with them. Not even trying to fuck or nothing. Just like, yo, I'm a musician. Like, I'm gonna be famous one day. Like, I'm gonna give you some clothes. I'm gonna give you some merch. So, like, they was just, like, tapping back in with me years later. Like, damn, you really did the shit. But yeah, man, I always kind of was thinking out outside.
Now you was talking about what you be texting the women. What was it like dating in that small ass town? They say that them small town girls be mad freaky. What the fuck? What is the vibes, Ye Ali?
In Indiana,
yeah. What's the vibes?
Low key, I'm not gonna hold you. Where I went to college, we got some of the coldest women, but they not necessarily from Indiana.
Your school has some joints.
Yeah, I feel like women in Indiana probably mad fire. They wear the woodland camo.
Oh my god.
There's a difference because at my school we ain't have it. at my school, we didn't have him at all. His school had him all.
Yeah.
That's why it was like.
And I always love, I appreciate Indiana. I feel like we got some good vibes and like underrated ones. You know what's so crazy? It's a lot of rappers' girlfriends who from Indianapolis. And I'm not going to name the niggas because I don't want to get, it's not bad, but like, it's like top tier rappers and R&B artists who dating girls from Indianapolis.
You know why? Because niggas know the vibes. You go to a small town, you pluck two or three because you got to pick one. You're going to pick the one or the two and they probably going to be turned out on some, oh my God, it's fame. They're going to realize how fire they are. Then they're going to go fuck other rappers. But if you get multiple, so you the one and the two, you might lose. But three, four, and five, they're going to be hooked on you. They're not going to realize they're going to put all they all in you and still be validated by you. So you good. I feel it. I get it. I understand.
Wow.
You probably avoid mad problems with just finding a shorty from a very small town. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Definitely makes sense.
Am I bugging though? Am I bugging
yet?
Is it be like that?
Pretty accurate. Nah, low key. A lot of these niggas be they'll find like a sneaky fire joint on tour.
Got like 900 followers, but if you seen her, you think she had 9 million.
Done. This is what I'm saying. You be finding the sneaky joints like
you gotta find a joint.
Don't know her worth yet. She don't know her worth. Find a woman who is unsure her worth yet.
Oh my God. See, and you hold on. And this is why you wonder why people say you're the most toxic. This is why, Mouse Jones. This is exactly why.
I'm just trying to help. Listen, I'm trying to help the 10% of our male listeners to be great. Jesus Christ. You feel me?
Yeah,
the women are
gonna go
women,
to those small towns
listen,
and find them.
I went to Trap Karaoke in Indianapolis and I blinked and I said, wait a minute, where the fuck do all these beautiful women come from? It's Indianapolis. I was expecting y'all to have gap tooth and gold molars.
Hold on. You know what another real sneaky city? I don't know this firsthand. I can't really speak on it. I can speak on the city though. Tampa Bay.
Really?
Got some sneaky heat.
I'm gonna write this down.
Fort Lauderdale also.
Yes, sir. Right outside of Miami. Like
Tallahassee as well.
Yes, Lord.
Lauderdale. I sent a little package over there for you. ain't that right, B-Nod?
Ain't that right, B-Nod?
Nigga, Mouse got out of here. Yeah, I sent packages. I definitely sent packages.
Care packages. Shoelaces.
Thank me later packages.
You know?
Shoelaces.
T-shirts.
Essential.
Extra soaps.
Drawers. Okay. So, a lot of times we have guests and, sometimes, if they are of our age or our contemporary, sometimes I hear the listeners say we get off track. So, and we miss sometimes the opportunity to have the type of conversation that we have amongst ourselves or sometimes amongst older guests. So I want to make sure we keep in that and, get to see. We know the ALE got a great head on the shoulders. Pause.
Except Tahoe and Wax. I feel like those are the only two adults that we had on here that we don't get really in-depth conversations.
Tahoe's different because you never know what Tahoe you're going to get. But Wax,
exactly.
He's an old head that come on here and is worse than us. Shout out to Wax. I hate the new Wax. I hate Happy and Love Wax. I hate it.
I'm about to say, yo, Wax and Love is the most amazing thing in the world.
I hate it bad. I need him to cheat. I need him to cheat. I'm tired of this. I need the old Wax back in the street, son.
So you got to think about it. Any woman that is willing to rock with a nigga while he's selling chickens, oh, that's a good woman, bro. That's a good woman.
And he wears
moving birds
every weather, any season, any place. Funeral.
He was on a jet ski in Tim's.
I was about to say, bro, I seen him on a yacht with his shorty in Tim's and a bathing suit, like and some shorts. I was like, how does this work?
I say that to say, I hate everything about waxing love. Yeah. Now, I want to talk. I want to ask. I was on the show. I'm on the Grapevine, and we, mm-hmm. you know, we were having a discussion about men, black men, dating. I mean, the show. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. It'll come out, and I think next week or 2 weeks. I don't know. But when you see it, just know, you know, there's this thing I like to refer to as male panelist syndrome, where men will get on these panels, no matter what it is, but men will get on these all male panels and just talk. But for no reason, just say things that just, you're like, what are you doing here, bub?
what are you doing, bub?
So the actual, the thing I want to discuss, because this is what really split the room, is the question was posed, does this generation of black men have commitment issues?
Woo!
Now, I'm pretty sure you're near our, you and Ryan, you're the same age, we're all 31.
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I will ask the room, is there a commitment issue amongst our peers? Ali, you're the guest. Let us know.
I would say no. I know niggas married. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of married niggas in my age group, like, I went to school with. So I didn't think that his homies that I'm like, he probably never getting married or never getting it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like it's just more of a finding the right one, having to, and these are also the homies who got good jobs, also the homies who are happy with themselves. So I think it was easier for them to find a counterpart because they were where they wanted to be stability-wise, making six figures or this or that. And they live in Indiana.
It don't sound like my friends.
You know what I'm saying? So like, so I wouldn't say that. There is disparity though. I do understand why that would be said.
Good word. Good word, by the way. Good fucking word.
Ryan Leslie word of the day.
Yep.
Disparity.
Yes, sir.
Nah, I definitely understand that. I think because not to blame social media for everything, but we just have so much more at our fingertips to be swayed or to be unfaithful if you're not really solid in your foundation. So if you're already kind of teetering, that gives you the access to, let's say you don't have any game, you don't gotta have a game to shoot a DM or an emoji.
Mm-hmm. Or to,
you know what I'm saying? So it's easier to kind of be somebody who you probably weren't gonna be had you not had that phone or that computer 20 years ago maybe, but it's like, it's different times now. So anybody could do anything now. So if you wanna flirt or find somebody or also OnlyFans, you can link up, you know what I mean? So it's so much on your
that
phone.
OnlyFans is dangerous.
There's so much you could do to not be committed. You know what I mean? So I do understand why that's even an issue for sure.
Before we go any further, everybody in the room, could you wife a girl with OnlyFans? I'm talking about her OnlyFans. Clack.
Again, it's getting crazy.
Matt, what's she doing? You're with a good woman. What if you find out on the side the good sis has the OnlyFans jumping, foot page going crazy?
Oh, it's a foot page? Oh, yeah. Well, cool. We good. How much money you got? How much money? How much you bringing in for us? Hold on, listen. How much money you bringing in for us? Because you got to understand, right? My mindset now is of course, first and foremost, it's always my first thought when it comes to Christina is love. Like, I love you. You know, I, of course, and as a man, you know, with our ego and pride, I'm protective. But now understanding that we have a daughter, of course, there's going to be certain things that if she doesn't, I'm going to question her morals. But if she has a foot page popping, I'm talking about foot page, like the shit is clicking, like the trap.
Yo, I'm
nigga,
talking
like,
about getting crazy.
Bing, 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 like showing me statements like, daddy, you bringing in 20K.
Wait, wait, wait. What kind of crazy foot thing are you talking about? Because I feel like, Mac, you're on the right path, and I agree with you. But I feel like Mouse about to throw a curveball. So what Mouse is saying with these toes, for me to understand if I let my lady do it.
I need to know more information. I need to know more information. I feel like you're setting me up, sir.
So look, all right. So this was the spin I had. Damn it, Ryan.
God damn it.
It was too easy. The question was too easy.
All right. So look, because you know Matt, you know how he gets. So I was like, all right, I'm going to walk this nigga down. So look, bitch. She's doing the foot page, right? And shit popping. But now she taking requests. Now she taking foot page requests. Like, yo, put your foot on Mac's back. Yo, I want to see your foot. What if somebody like, yo, I want to see your foot with 4 white toes and 1 black one in the middle. Like, she's taking requests. She's putting effort.
Again, how much shit?
Hey, listen, I was about to say, how much is she making? Because then as soon as you start to bring me in.
I draw the line. Because I feel like these niggas got control over you, bitch. I'm going to fight.
Nah, hold on. If she bringing in super cake, like, I'm talking about, like, coming, showing a statement like, yo, daddy, niggas made like 20K in 10 days. I'm like, hey, what color you want your toes this time? Like,
so you gotta paint your toes.
What?
I respect it.
Cause I'm painting it.
You said toes. You ain't saying nothing like.
No, Ryan. I'm not. I said that because it's Chris. I can't violate.
Yeah, exactly. But we can't violate. Ryan, if it was.
No. Don't turn this question to me.
Nah, Ryan. You single as a Pringle. So. Now you out here, you falling for like you got the Ryan look in your eyes like,
what is she doing? Skip the bullshit. What is she doing? With OnlyFans? I don't want to build up. What is she?
She's getting, all right. Here go. She's getting her ass bust, but it's old.
Oh,
it's old. It's old video.
Oh,
it's old video.
If my shorty right now is getting bust, I don't care if it's old, ancient, and myths and legends. I don't care about none of that shit. I don't want to know.
That's so crazy, yo. Niggas gotta be crazy. Yo. That's toxic.
Hold on. I'm about to say, what if you get into the relationship and she's already had videos out of herself getting bust?
That's my fault for not doing proper research.
Got it.
And at that point, if I find out and I confront her about it and she's taking them videos over me, then it wasn't meant to be.
You gonna let the internet hurt your heart, me?
Is that right? I don't give a fuck about my heart.
That Instagram hurt your heart?
Yes, that OnlyFans hurt my heart. Absolutely.
And all right, so now I'm gonna ask Yali. You need a shorty, 3 dates. Nothing crazy. A lot of kissing. You like them.
Heavy petting, as they say. You know.
Heavy petting. Yeah, I mean, she ain't let you. She ain't let you wham, but you know you can wham, right? Get to the 4th date, and y'all out, and you like cuffing, and you could feel it. You like, oh, I'm whamming tonight. And then a nigga see her. Yo, ain't you for OnlyFans? Ain't that you? And now you play it cool because you're a real nigga. You like, damn, you got OnlyFans? How'd that go?
Yeah, at least I know we probably fucking and having a good night. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least I know she ain't uptight and like, I know we can have some fun. See, not even being in music makes, I'm not desensitized or nothing like that. Like, I like freak ass women. I like that shit.
I feel like you're home right now.
Cause I was trying strippers out when I was in college, just to say I did it. Just because I like that type of women. Not specifically just those, but I love it. I like the confidence. Now, if you're lying about it and saying you don't have one, and then that doesn't have anything to do with the OnlyFans. It just got more about to do with the honesty. It's like, all right, now if we just fucking around. You ain't got to tell me shit. If I'm not your man and you don't want to disclose that to me.
Nah, y'all four dates in. Y'all four dates in.
I should know, but me knowing me, I'm going to probably know and be cool with it and be like, shit. I subscribe to the shit.
I got exactly.
All right, so you with her, right? And then you are a producer, a singer, you successful. She got an OnlyFans that's popping. So is that a power? Is that a power couple?
I mean, nowadays, I guess that would be a new power couple. Wow.
Put my music on all your videos.
Exactly, my nigga.
I got a twist to that question. So
what's up?
You say
for, twist it. Pop it.
You say say four dates, and like you said, you know she has OnlyFans. So in your mind, you know it, and you know she getting crazy. So like you said, at least I know I'm gonna get it. What is she like? Yo, honestly, I really like you, and I want you to wait for this. But you know the OnlyFans is popping.
I mean, that depends if I really like her, though. If I don't like her, or I'm just trying to hit, I'm like, all right, I respect that.
Wait for what?
I don't know. Maybe she just like, she don't want you to think she like that with everybody.
just for the internet.
That's because she got an OnlyFans. I mean, it don't mean I got the right to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that. You know what
I'm saying? So, go ahead, black man right there.
Go ahead, black
like,
man.
I would impress her like, damn, you got OnlyFans. Yeah, I'm like, nah, you know what I'm saying? That's... I just go watch OnlyFans. Fuck it.
Exactly.
This nigga, Ali must have got the run that he said, you won't cancel me.
That's media.
Hey, nah. On some real shit. No, Ye Ali is an R&B nigga, and I appreciate it. From one R&B nigga to another, I appreciate it.
All right. Now, back to my initial question before we did what we usually do and got off track. Ye answered the question. Mac, as somebody who is in a relationship, do you feel like there's a commitment issue across our generation of black men?
I think there was. If I had to put a time on it, it like maybe 10 years, like between 5 and 10 years ago, I feel like there was a big, there was a lot of kind of guys going through trust issues, you know, via the whole Drake wave and all of that stuff. No, you know, shout out to Drake. But I really
Drake.
I really think that I know, right? I really think that around that time, like from like 2009, 2010 to maybe just up until maybe like a couple of years ago. I think it was because we were starting to, because of social media and stuff, we were starting to see that girls are as ruthless as guys. I think that by, and some real niggas was on some like, man, you know, niggas to really be on some like, fuck it. I'm seeing a lot more people now get into relationships than before.
So does that say, essentially, doesn't that say, because we're talking about one generation. So 5 to 6 years ago, we were 25, 26, mm-hmm. and we weren't getting in committed relationships. Was that evidence of a crisis, a commitment issue crisis, or immaturity, or lack of readiness for commitment?
I think it was all across the board, right? I wasn't just seeing it with 25-year-olds. I was seeing it like with guys that were older than us as well. I think it was just a time period where, to take immaturity out of it and everything, I think it was just knowledge that a lot of guys, it was like shining light on something that was taboo. It took a little while for guys to kind of just be on some like, man, I'm not worried about that. Like the shit is whatever. Like, and to really start to jump into relationships again.
What about you and Ryan? Lastly, what do you think? Do you notice a commitment issue across our generation of black men?
I actually had this conversation the other day with my god brothers and my mom, actually. So we were talking.
Shout out to Mama Love.
Yeah, shout out.
I know the dinner was good.
Of course, you know the food.
I know the dinner was fire, boy. Damn.
But we were talking about it, and I was like, "Yo, honestly, I feel like it is. There is a commitment issue in with black people especially. But I feel like it's how you were raised. Like Ye was talking about, he knows a lot of people in Indiana that are married and they have good jobs and they're really faithful to their relationships. Whether when it comes to me, it's like I didn't, and we all laughed about this when we said it, but it's like I can't think of no stand-up nigga that I knew growing up. Like there was really no like stand-up guy. Like my pops was definitely not a stand-up guy. No other guy, no, like dead ass. Like, and even the ones that's like, oh, you are a stand-up dude, it's like you really was not a stand-up guy. So I feel like growing up around men that weren't stand-up individuals in relationships, not saying they didn't provide, because they held it down, they did everything they could do financially, but when it came down to, you know, being faithful and all that, I didn't see a lot of happy ass homes and like happy marriages. Like I just didn't grow up around it. So for me, I feel like it kind of puts a little, I think there's a barrier for me at times where, cause it's like, I want to do right, but I don't know how to at certain times. Mm-hmm. I wasn't taught how to be the right man in certain situations or be honest and put all my cards up, face forward on the table with my lady. Like, sometimes being honest hurts more than the truth. I mean, sometimes like the truth hurts more than like lies and shit, but once somebody finds out about a lie, it's over. So it's just learning and growing up and seeing experiences. And I say it all the time, like only happy homes I really knew was watching them on TV. So once I saw those, like, I mean, still to this day, like, I'm not going to say I have issues with like being faithful, because I'm at the age where I would love to find something that's really real. But at the same time, growing up, not having a father figure that was a married man and faithful to his wife, I think kind of hurt me and hurt a lot of other black males.
Let me ask you this, though. You said something that stuck out. You said you didn't have this growing up. You didn't have this example. You didn't have this. You didn't have that. And you know, it makes it hard now. At 31, what stops that? Or at 31, that sounds like an excuse. Sounds like a crutch. What do you do to overcome that? If you even want to.
I mean, like I said, I do want to overcome that. I feel like I have, but it's just not the easiest. It wasn't the easiest way to overcome it. It's trial and error. And you finding what you want and what you believe in and who believes in you. And I feel like once you find that true whole, that somebody could be your best friend and not just somebody like as a sex symbol type. So it's not just sex in a way. I feel like that's when you find that shit. I mean, like I said, like I'm not opposed to relationships and I'm not a cheating guy, because you know black men don't cheat. But
facts.
At the end of the day, like I want to be happy, but it's just a whole bunch of things that are different in my mind based on what I saw growing up. And there were certain points of my life when I was younger where I was like, oh, that's the thing you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have a whole bunch of girls and a whole bunch of this and that. And it's like, nah, but that's what I was taught. Well, that's not even what I was taught. That's just what I was shown.
Who's to say, and I guess we all can chime in, who's to say that isn't the way to be, right? As long as you're being honest and not dragging nobody along, who is to say that the Playboy life isn't the life to live if that's the life you want to live?
Nah, if that's the life you want to live, by all means, as long as you're honest about it and that's what it is, then if all parties are okay with that, then that's fine. But if being in a committed relationship, it doesn't matter if I talk to my lady and we're committed to each other and just to each other, it don't matter if I tell her the truth or not about cheating or fucking with another girl. I'm still doing something that we said we wouldn't do.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, Ali, is a relationship long-term or like marriage, is that the end goal for you?
Man, I don't even know. That's a good question. I'm so fixated on getting my people straight that it's like, I haven't even started thinking that way yet. You know what I'm saying? Because I still got to get my dad straight. I got a little brother who, like, you know what I'm saying? Who I got to keep straight even now and shit. So it's like, I got a couple, you know what I'm saying, other people that I kind of view as, like, priority before I, like, you know what I'm saying, really start thinking that way. Because I really don't take a lot of time out to date. And, like, I know how to attract bad ones, but I don't know how to keep them because I'm not interested in keeping them. I'm not interested in playing the game no more. Like, it's like, I appreciate it, and you try to keep it cordial as possible, you know what I'm saying? But at this stage, like, I got so much, I'm close to a couple of things, so it's like, once I get over that threshold where I feel like it's okay for me to go out, me to go a little vacay with somebody, me to, you know what I mean? Once I feel like it's okay, or like, that my people got enough bread for the month or the next couple months to be straight, then I can start thinking that way, but I'm just like, taking on more responsibility. So it's like, I still got a couple people to look out for before me. But yeah, eventually, like, once that's done, I hope I don't have to do it forever. But if I do, I'm down with it too. You know what I'm saying?
That's back.
You know what I mean? But my dad was never married. You know what I'm saying? He married now, but not to my mama. So it's like, I didn't get to see him like that, but I get to see him like that now. And it's beautiful to see because, you know, he did the Playboy shit. But he was always like a lover boy at heart. That was always his, you know what I'm saying? He had missed his opportunity with the ones. He waited too long. The couple, they had a kid. They got married. You know how I go. So I think seeing him.
And
go
what are you learning? What are you learning as you're watching this as a kid? Like, how is that influencing your relationship, the outview on relationships at that age?
It made me honestly just appreciate women a lot, because there are women who weren't my mothers who were playing that role. And to me, I'm like, you're a stranger, but you being so nice to me because you love my pops and you treating me like I'm your son. So I just always valued how Black women could like nestle you, even if you're not their own. Like, I always kind of fuck with that. So it made me just really appreciate, long story short, just not be a creep when I grew up. Like, to know, like, a good kindred spirit when I feel it. So seeing my dad had that many positive women, I can't think of one bad thing that I ever experienced with any woman he dated. You know what I'm saying? It was always just like, damn, I miss her. I miss her. I miss her, too. I just got fond memories of, like, women who just came in the clutch for me, and then I didn't see them no more. So that was the only hard thing, was, like, not seeing them if they broke up or something.
Okay, that's always been a thing with me, because I'm the one with kids, not, you know, with kids in relationship with not their mother. So I've always been, you know, super anti introducing my kids to people. Growing up, what is that like, right? Because my dad was the only man I met when my mom was dating, and he's been my dad since I was six. So. And so for someone like you, you know, it's you and your dad, and you're viewing and you're seeing him actively date these women, and you're interacting with these women. What was that like from that standpoint? Like, were you cautious about getting close to anybody, or were you eager to get close to these women?
By the time I realized I should have been cautious, it was already. It had become embedded in my personality to just throw myself into whoever he was dating. Like,
wow. So you were essentially, emotionally, you were a part of these relationships.
Nah, dead ass. I think I played it off to my dad better than than I felt. Like, I just was like, oh, it's whatever. Like, I was more like that, just so he didn't feel bad. You know what I'm saying? So I was, but I was definitely attached. I mean, I definitely got like, I think my mama issues are like subtle because I didn't grow up with my mom. So I always was just like seeking that, which you know what I'm saying? Which I'm comfortable with because I just, that's how I am now. I just like to be like taken care of because I'm the one who take care of everybody. So when I can get that, I indulge and I try to like have it with one woman, but I end up having like a bunch of friends who just, it's nothing sexual, but they treat me like that because they see I'm like lacking in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so girls can sense that in me, which is like cool because I don't got to be like hyper masculine around them or like tough guy. I could just be like vulnerable and just the way I can't be normally. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's some ups and downs to it, but I think it made me more like sensitive. And I think if I didn't have that trait, I would just be more reckless. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
You're trying to say you're not reckless?
I said I would be more reckless.
Oh, okay. All right. Just wanted to make
sure. What was the, if you don't mind, was there like a specific reason you didn't grow with your mom? Like, did you have a choice in that? Like,
my dad was 40 when he had me. She was like 25.
Mm.
So he just didn't trust her to take care of me living like young and fast and wild and free, you know what I'm saying? So he just being an older gentleman was like, I'll take care of him. I don't need nothing. And just took me in. I really never seen her. I got a sister that I keep in touch with. That's like my dog. Like, we got the same mom. She had a more relationship with her because I think my mom had tried to come back in my life. And I was cool because I was just like, they had drama with my dad. She did. So I was like, you know, my dad is my dog. I don't really know you. So I can't fuck with you because you're not fucking with him. That's my dog. So you got to fuck with both of us or be cool with him or I can't build with you. So like, we never really built that. But me and my sister, I think I replaced like my mom with my sister to where I kind of, you know, she gave me that same love that she knew my mama was trying to give me. So she built it with me and kept it like, she talked to my mom all the time. So she know like, I'm stuck in my ways. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? But I will have relationships with my siblings and shit like that. But just like, I'm cool with, I feel like my dad ain't miss. I feel like he did a good job. So I,
that's fact.
That's a fact.
I never really felt the need to build that. Cause shit, you know what I'm saying? You the parent, I'm the kid. I shouldn't have to proactively find you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%. 100,000%. Me and Ryan talk about that all the time. So do you think that has created, you know, those trigger words that people like to use, like mommy issues within you, or do you not view them as issues?
Nah, I can talk about, I can tell a girl like, yo, this is why I act like this. I'm fully aware of why I like to be around women or why I like to like go out my way for them. It's cause like I'm seeking approval, but that's not the worst thing in the world for you. You want somebody to like you. That's like it's a bigger problem. So I look at it as like, it plays into my career so much that women refer me to other women musicians. Like, yo, he's so, I get rave reviews because that's just how I normally act. So I think the only effect of it is women liking me or like trusting me, because that's just how I am. So it is definitely like, I am a little sensitive with women I'm dealing with, but they don't expect me to be sensitive because I don't come off that way.
Got you.
They're thinking I'm like, yeah, fuck that bitch, but I'm really not like that. If I'm fucking with you, I'm like really into it, like, you know, so I think.
Oh, here we go.
I think that shit throw them off sometimes, because like, if I like you, like I want to be able to just be super open with you and just, you know. But
about to write a song right now.
Yeah, I want credit. Now let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Mac. So hearing Ye discuss, you know, the issues his parents dealt with, you know, and having him and you being a new father, does that at all scare you? Does that at all play on your heart, playing your mind? Does it make you, you know, does it light a fire under your ass to make you want to fight harder and solidify your family? Like, what when you hear, and yeah, Ali, no disrespect to you, like, when you hear, like, those type of horror stories, you hear those type of, you know, stories about broken families, what did that do for you as a new father?
I think, period, we all kind of grew up in weird households, right? What someone wouldn't consider, I guess, perfect or normal. But understanding that, you know, essentially it's what built us to be what we are today, right?
Right.
I think there's a thing about fatherhood. And I think I was gonna, it's mad funny that you asked this, because I wanted this to be a whole episode. There's something about fatherhood that brings out the best in you and it brings out the worst in you. Mm. All of the, any fear that you have, any thoughts that you have about anything, they start to permeate through your
everyday. Permeate.
Doesn't, yeah.
Like, Ryan Ledley word of the day.
That's another one. It just starts to permeate through, just regular everyday situations, right? It could literally be something as simple as, you know, me and Christina earlier, for example, me and Christina, she's trying to cook. I'm trying to feed the baby. And, you know, Tristan is now, the baby's getting to an age now where she's like, you know, she's throat, like she wants to spoon herself. Like, she wants it. Don't touch it. Move, nigga. And she wants to eat her food by herself. But like, when she doesn't want it anymore, she's going to let you know. And now she's getting in the habit of throwing shit. So her little ass trying to throw some shit. And of course, you know, natural nigga shit. I'm like, I get upset. The baby is already crying because she doesn't want to be sitting in the chair no more. Christina's looking like I'm killing our daughter. And it, all of a sudden, there's just a clash, like quickly. And again, it's something quick, you know, kiss and make up afterwards, but there's a quick clash because she feels one way, I feel another, and it's the spearheading of the different ideas. Anyway, I say all of that to say, I think with all of this, I look at all of these situations and all of this shit runs through my head every day. There's so many different things. Am I being a good father? Am I doing this? Am I walking in the same shoes that my dad did? How can I keep this relationship stable so that we are both in our daughter's life? Then start thinking, of course, the worst shit. Like, if we do break up, how does that impact our daughter? And then, like, how much can I be in her life? How much can she be in mine? Because, again, I still have to work. I still have to be on set. I still have to make music, tour, all of this stuff. And, of course, as much as we want to bring our daughter around, you can't have, I can't have Tristan on set 24 hours a day, especially if, you know, if me and Chris, whatever. But, you know, I pray against that.
Praying against things, binding and rebuking.
This is what I'm saying, man. Inshallah, you know, I'm praying against all of that shit. I just want it all to, I continually just, as the dark clouds and thoughts start to come, you know, just start to ebb in, I really just kind of, I have to sit back and really just kind of be like, listen, God got it. Like, it's going to be good. It's going to be good because we're working at it, and I'm going to continue to work at it. If the moment that I feel like I don't want to work at it anymore, that's when I know it's over. But as of right now, because I want to work at it so much and because it means so much, that's the only thing that matters. So yes, it does. The hearing all of these stories, knowing our own stories, it is the most, it just adds fuel to the fucking constantly burning fire of the what ifs that go through that go through my head as a brand new father. But I just kind of not pay attention to it.
Ryan, you had a, we was talking offline. You had a, a pretty deep question you want to pose to Ye Ali.
That was a deep question. The question is not a deep question, but I want to know how you're going to answer this shit. But Groupie Luck, your R&B guy, what you think the difference between R&B groupies and rap groupies?
This was a jump, but I can't wait to hear it because I know.
And may I just say that I said that because when Ryan said that, when me and him were talking, I was like,
You said no, there's no difference. And then
and then I had to think about it. I'm like, there really ain't no difference because you don't know who's the groupie no more, the rap niggas or the women.
Exactly. So, but then we also said, like, you're not going to get the same groupies at a, what did you say, Mac? What was the comparison you made?
Oh, yeah. I said, listen, you're going to get two different types of joints at a Ro James joint than you will at a Lil Baby joint. It's gonna be fire. You're gonna find fire.
But
it's two different types of joints.
The groupies in line for that are two different type of groupies. So that's why I wanted to bring that question up for Ye. You being a writer, a singer, and a producer and all that. What's the difference?
We call what Ye Ali is in the business 100%er. That's 100%er. What he is.
Yeah, 100%er. He's 100%er and everything. So keep it 100. What's the difference in groupies? Because I know you know. Because I know you got rapping from it.
Yeah, you know what's so crazy is I consider myself a rapper, so I can't answer both of them. Because when I started, it was only rap. Mm. I didn't start doing R&B till 2016. Yeah, 2016. So like 4 years. But the 4 years before that was just rap shows and shit like that. So to me, the noticeable difference is like the R&B girls, the groupies, I guess.
Okay, they like, you know what they are.
I would say they're more like they'll cook for you type of shit. Like, it's just kind of like it's like a presentation.
Okay.
It's like full, it's like video game. It might be like some, like, damn, this shit is cool. Like, cause I went on tour with a couple R&B guys and like, the women were more direct, but it was like, you didn't feel like a piece of meat. You felt
they treat you well.
I feel like they treat you as well as your music. If your music is soothing and you really sing it to them, they've already listened to it 1,000 times in their head, just thinking if they ever had the opportunity to be with this artist, how it would go. Rather than you had a Lil Baby concert and he talking about all the drugs he sold and all the bitches he fucking. So the girl just gonna think in her mind, oh, he gotta do it like this. I want the gun on the table. I want him counting the cash. Why he doing this? Rather than I want the flowers on the floor. And the dinner cooked, so that's what I feel.
Like, when I went on tour with Eric, it was people moms.
Nigga.
Stop playing.
Nigga. Yo, my nigga Eric Bellinger, you don't even understand, bro.
Nah, I don't.
Bro, it was different.
It's different. I can't speak on it anymore because my wholeness has been deleted, but man. Man.
I'm trying to wipe this little joint. She in the industry. So she in the corporate
side. Those are the worst. They worse than the artist. Take it from me. They worse than the artist.
You trying to be in the building and in the building.
You're gonna be from the building to the building and in your feelings. That's what the fuck you're gonna be.
It's different though. It's different from an outside, like, I'll say this. It's probably different for Ye because he's an artist dealing with somebody in the building than you doing what you do dealing with somebody in the building. It's two different things. You're a host, your personality. You're not an artist. An artist, when I say artist, I mean, like, you don't sing. You don't sing, you don't rap. You're not music. You're not that music artist. That's not your shit.
You know what's so crazy? I think a lot of people confuse, like, I had to tell some of the music homies, like, it's the difference between a groupie and a girl who happens to like your music.
Oh yeah, that's a fact.
What's the difference? Break the difference down.
A person who is a groupie, a fan, like a pure fan of your shit, you can get away with, you don't got to treat them with the same decency that you would treat anybody else. Meaning they fuck with you so hard that you can manipulate them. You got the power. And that dynamic, to me, I'm not personally comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with a girl thinking like, I got so much power that, you know what I'm saying? I want the dynamic to where, yeah, she like my music, but she got her own thing popping. She might work somewhere, so she just she knows who I am because of business or whatever. Like I feel like those are the type of women that they like your music, but they can be your groupie if y'all get on that relationship level to where like y'all doing that type of vibe or whatever. But I think a lot of dudes fuck it up to where you kind of violating somebody, you talking to them like a groupie because you don't know the difference. So a lot of artists, yeah, you don't really know the difference, and it fucks them up. Like, oh, he thirsty. Well, not really. He just treating you like he talk to shorty, but he don't know that you not built like that. But you got to know the difference. If you can fuck up a relationship and she tell her homegirl work here, she do playlists and it's spot. And now
you out of streams, daddy.
That's the one thing you got to watch it. When you mess with somebody in the building, they can really tear your whole shit down from the inside of the building if they want, once you really fuck up.
That's why I keep telling people, fuck with somebody who got a regular 9-to-5 that got to talk to you on her 2 15-minute breaks, that got a stinky.
I like that too. Like,
she got a stinky pair of work flats. Like, she got a new old Nissan Altima. She just got it because a tax came in. Like, you got to get somebody like that. Like,
pre-used, like, pre-owned. The joint was like, it's like a 2000, like.
It's a 14. Seven. It's a 14.
It's a 14?
But it got 40. It got 45,000 miles on it, though.
He said exactly.
It's new.
I don't know about that.
Huh?
This nigga Mac said she got a 2007.
That's just, oh, yeah.
Nah, that's too wild, Mac. That's like happening.
He needs a drink that just drove her shit cross country. She decided to move to a different state, but she had to drive that drink from South Bend.
She work in the medical field. You feel me?
Yeah.
Hey, niggas just gotta know the difference. Like, y'all know the difference, but y'all know a lot of niggas who don't know the difference.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
And I think that is, you know, the essential piece right there. Like, not knowing the difference, you always are bound to find yourself in a fucked up predicament. You know, whether that looks like, you know, having babies with women you don't love or wouldn't want to have a baby with, or whether that's, you know, ending up down some bread that you might not be able to make back, looking like a trick. You know, you just got to read the room.
Read the room. We have some reading material for you. It is called
my favorite book, The Room.
The Room.
So Ali, we appreciate you fucking with us. Let's get into these letters. Che, we got letters?
Yeah, we do. Let me find one.
So if you guys want to, you know, have a letter read on air and even possibly read by the great Ye Ali, or just all regular ain't shit ass that you're used to, make sure you send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you put your own fake name in the subject line, or Che's going to read what's right there. And make sure, if it's a relationship advice question, make sure that you put a picture of yourself in the above. Because I never want to give an ugly nigga, a good-looking nigga advice. I never want to give fat girl, skinny girl advice. I always want to keep the odds playing field balanced. Che, what we got?
I'm trying to find it. It's lost in the inbox somewhere.
Lost?
I keep seeing the
that's what she the said.
Wow. Which one are you looking for?
Wow.
I know one thing. Oh, no, I seen... The one we responded to last week, she responded, but she just knows it's about to happen.
Yeah, I had emailed her back. We read the one where the wedding party story, didn't we?
Yeah, we read that.
I don't think there's anything new.
Oh, wow. Even better. Let's try this out, Che. So we're going to get Ye Ali to put a song on a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
I want you I think this will be fun to do at the end of episodes now. I want you in 30 seconds or less to be able to sum up what we talked about in this podcast. What did you take away? What did a young lady take
away? Oh, I like that. I like that.
Black I don't like this at
Mouse
all.
Jones.
I like
Mouse
all.
Jones.
You like that?
Mouse Jones. I like this guy, Mouse Jones. I really like this guy.
And we're going to call it the Jay Mills, the Jay Mills wrap up. All right. So while Jay is getting that together, we're going to have, hey, you know, we have to get the Draws playlist.
Get the Draws playlist.
So this should be too hard for you, Yay Ali. So you just drop a song on the playlist. Yay Ali, you're up first.
What the only song? Thing is, hold on, the only thing, you can't,
no, can't yeah.
You can't pick your own song.
Now, I feel if you pick a song, it just can't be you singing it. If you wrote it, cool. I'll let that rock.
Okay, I'll let that rock.
I like that.
You know, I'd rather you pick a song that you wrote that you would get the draws to. Cause I never had that feeling of having sex with a woman and thinking like, yo, this is not me. She loved a song, but these is my words.
Oh, like, no, that's a sneaky feeling. It's a sneaky feeling.
So, yeah, I'll let you do that.
All right, so y'all want me to pick an R&B song that I like?
Something that you use to get the draws. We got a gospel song up there, so listen, the spectrum is wide. Just play a song that you, pick a song that you use to get the draws.
Avant, Don't Say No, Just Say Yes.
Ooh.
I think that might be on there.
But it was,
I don't think so. Actually, I don't think that Avant joint is up there. I don't think that. I don't think so.
That's a good record. That's a great record.
Don't say no. Oh, that's my shit. That Ryan, is my joint.
Look, my joint. Ryan, what you got for us, Ryan?
I'm gonna go with my man Carl. Thomas, if you know him.
Carl Thomas, if you know him.
I'm gonna go with My Valentine.
Wow, niggas are in their feelings. Yo, Yelly, what the fuck did you do to the guys next door, bro? Wow.
He can't, you know. It's
Ryan ain't never picked no soft shit like that before.
It's a smooth list today.
Nice. Yeah, whatever. Mac, what you got?
Let me see. You know what I'm gonna pick? I don't think I didn't pick this song yet. I don't think, but this is a joint that I really, really fuck with. It's off of his new project, Take Time, my boy Giveon, Favorite Mistake.
Like the guy Giveon. I like him a lot.
I like that guy. I like that guy. Really like that guy.
A good guy. What about you,
man? Mouse Jones, what do you got?
Yeah. I'm gonna go Booming from with Teyana Taylor, Future, and Missy Elliott. Go Booming.
Boom right. Like a NATO way.
Boom like a NATO. Yeah. Nigga, Future was on there, sound like a simp. Missy Elliott, it was good vibes.
You know what? Hold on, we're gonna do something different. Che Queen, Black Queen, give us one.
She is all, her mind is already racing.
Yeah,
you know, thinking about yeah,
the I'm
thing.
Not.
Make her head explode.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. She passed out. I know. I could already see the blood rushing to her light skinned head. It's a lot. It's a lot going on at once.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'll leave before you get out of here. First and foremost, thank you for stopping by the neighborhood today. What do you got to promo for the people? What do you want to do? What do you want to leave them with before you get out of here?
We got a new tape dropping August 7th. Yeah, Ali and Chill 2.
Ooh.
That's going to be a little vibe, 6 songs.
Yo, niggas not hitting me up to do skits, and I don't like that.
I'm trying to think the last project that I really heard with skits on it.
Yeah, that's y'all niggas' problems. Y'all niggas don't have skits.
What's it called? Just had a skit on it when he was like, 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
40 years. I'm telling you because I fuck with you. Give that nigga. You ain't want to take the plea deal? 40 years.
Son, that shit's hilarious.
We got that shit dropping. We got the Breezy album. I don't know when it's coming, but I got a couple on there. That's going to be real. That's probably going to be his top 3 album. I guarantee it.
We talking like that?
Is it another one of these 48 songs?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I, first of all, I'm a Chris Brown fan.
Give me Give me 72 records. I'm going to listen.
That's a fact. Hey, Chris, I'm not going to hold you. Just a quick PSA to Chris. Listen, I usually don't listen to like joints that are that long, but my nigga.
Pause.
I said, listen, bro. Come on, son. I'm putting my ear to something. Come on, son.
Hey,
come on, son.
Look, you said you was with the OnlyFans action, so I don't know.
You said I put my ear to what?
I'm saying, yeah, it's wild. It's wild. That's wild. All right, I'll pause it. You right.
Ear to the hammy?
All right. I'll pause it. Listen, I don't usually listen to albums that long. But my nigga, I don't know what it is, bro. Yeah, nigga, I will sit back and take a drive to these joints, my nigga. So kudos to you, my nigga. Kudos to you, my nigga. That shit is real.
And look, the nigga, yeah, at least said he already got three. So you know this is gonna be an 86 song project, and I'm with it.
I'm all the way with it, actually.
If Ye said he got three, he probably got six.
That's a fact.
Yo, Ye, tell that nigga to pull up next door. Tell that nigga to come next door. Tell that nigga, come on, guys, next door. Stop playing.
I'm telling you, everybody gotta hit him at the same time. That nigga be a million miles an hour.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Tell that nigga stop playing. Like, you need to come to guys next door. You feel me? It's going to be, and we're going to do Christopher Maurice Brown Appreciation Day. CMB, we all we got.
That's a fact.
Appreciate you for real pulling up, you know, being open and honest with us. We love that here. I think the listeners are truly going to love what you contributed to the episode today. So shout out to you. Che.
Hold on, wait. Can I add one more song to the Get the Draws playlist?
This is like your second time. This is your second time going rogue.
I know. I'm sorry. I gotta throw Tyra on there. That shit is fire, bro. I gotta throw Tyra on there by Ye Ali.
You're such a sucker. You're a sucker.
Hey my nigga, I'm not gonna
always
lie.
Always like this.
I'm not going to lie to you. That shit is a vibe. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, Tyra's fire. I'm not going to lie. Tyra's fire.
Go ahead, Shay.
Before we get out of here, remember, guys, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure you head over to Patreon to get that exclusive content. Put some money in our pocket. Stop getting everything for free, you fucking moochers. Make sure you go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. And make sure that you continue to subscribe, listen, and rate. Right now, leave a comment. Right now, leave a comment. Right now. Damn, the last one was for Pray for Che, but I don't know what this one should be. I don't know. Well, fuck it. But yeah, we'll be here. We're back. We're not being toxic no more. We're doing better. We're keeping our word. Now, before we get out of here, Che, it's time for your new segment.
My wrap-up.
The Che Mills wrap-up. 30 seconds. You're on the clock. Starting.
Hold on. Wait. Let me get the clock.
We are so in tandem.
Are you ready?
Yep.
And we are ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
All right, ladies. So apparently men don't learn what commitment issues are until after 30. That's when they learn the word and they learn to internalize it and maybe figure it out just a little bit. They aren't necessarily ready for a relationship.
I feel like we have 52 seconds, right? 50, we have 52 and 56.
Also, okay. They aim to be with the OnlyFans smoke, but they only with the smoke when it benefits them, but they still don't want their shorty.
Are we
like
at
so
52
which
seconds?
Which what one is
happening?
It?
Thank you. I am Mouse Jones.
That's all you got out of Four Kings talking? This is
Christ. And everybody does like
your 30 seconds is up, man.
Your second, like, 30 do seconds is up, Brownie. How do we mute her?
Jesus F. Christ.
I run this. You can't mute me.
Oh, damn.
God damn it.
Damn it. We didn't think this one through.
What a woman right there.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
And we've just been abused and attacked. This is the Guys Next Door.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.